now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Just before Thanksgiving holiday of 2014, Scott Davis found out that he had colorectal cancer. On New Year's Eve, he underwent surgery that led to a series of unforeseen events. Today, he speaks with his wife of 17 years as they look back on a pretty trying time.
I guess starting with it, when I first got diagnosed, like you said, we didn't think it was a big deal. We thought, this little cancer, get it out the way, move on. And then as time moved on, what we thought was a little cancer turned out to be stage 3.
Right.
And then the doctor said, we'll get it all in the operation. Remember?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, you just have surgery and you'll be out the door.
On New Year's Eve, no less.
Yeah, I had the surgery on December the 31st, 2014. And then, what was it, a month later, we had to go back in after the surgery. And the doctor was going to tell us, you know, what he found and everything was good. And when he said, oh, yeah, by the way, we found 3 lymph nodes affected and you got to do chemo. Remember the look on my face?
We're not happy.
I was like, what? You said nothing about chemo. And then had to go through chemo and had a horrible reaction to the chemo. The thing that got me the most was the depression. I was out of work. I was at home laying in bed, couldn't even get out of the bed. I mean, a year before, I was working out in the gym. I had 4 or 5 guys working out with
me.
You
were?
We were kicking butt, taking names, and now I could barely pull my pants down going to the bathroom. It's just amazing how quick stuff changes and how, I don't know, it just got real depressed. But I can tell you, you're the one that helped me not stop fighting.
One step at a time.
Yeah, I remember every day you'd say baby steps, just wake up, keep going.
But I mean, once we worked through everything and understood how to deal with everything, it got a little bit easier.
It was dealing with it that was the problem. It was like I'd take 2 steps forward and someone would punch me in the face and I'd go 2.5 steps back and have to get back up. And by the time I get back on my feet again, I'm punched in the face again with something else. Food, I couldn't taste anything because my taste buds were gone. I started to realize how bad it was when we went and saw my father in the hospital.
Oh, that's right.
And we had that breakfast that morning. We walked into the hospital cafeteria.
Yes.
And they had just opened their doors. And I remember going down there and the bacon was cooking. It was fresh. The eggs, they had made fresh grits. We sat down and I mixed everything together, and my gosh, it was smelling so good. And I'm thinking, this is awesome. This is going to be awesome. And I put the first spoon in my mouth, and I could not tell if I was tasting spoon or food. And I got really upset, remember? I kind of put away the food, but I didn't enjoy it at all. And I think that's the thing that really upset me the most is spending time with you. You know, one of our big loves was cooking. And then here I am, I can't even taste a spoonful of grits. You know, I had lost 52 pounds, and the doctor said if I lost, 3 more, he was going to put a feeding tube in.
But, you know, looking back on it now, everything you went through, you've had things happen that made you feel better about everything. You've come full circle.
Once I got done with the treatment here and started my upward journey towards health, I just wanted to share what I had experienced with someone else. So, I mean, I started volunteering. I've spoken to 36 people now. To help someone with anything. I mean, just what's the cancer like? What's the chemo like? How do you eat? What's, you know, just any questions. Because most of the time, they're just wanting to know, how did you make it? Every time I help someone, it helps me a little bit more. Because I still have the baggage of the depression. So the more I can get it out and help them not get depressed, that makes me feel better. I mean, I've been given a gift, and I've got to pay it forward. I've got to.
With Scott Davis, who now pays it forward by spending his time volunteering to speak with newly diagnosed cancer patients at the Cancer Treatment Centers for America in Noonan. He is 3 months cancer-free, and he was speaking with his wife, Capri Davis. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts the StoryCorps booth. Well, do you have a memorable experience with a loved one that you'd like to share? Why not book some time with them at the StoryCorps booth? You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.